This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Chinese President Xi Jinping has begun a three-day visit to Moscow, meant to show his close ties with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The centerpiece of this week's visit by the Chinese president is Beijing's support for Moscow in its war against Ukraine and the peace proposal that China has presented to both parties. Experts say the proposal is especially important for China. Kyiv expects China to use its influence on Russia to end the war in Ukraine, Ukrainian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Oleg Nikolenko said on Monday. She was expected to press Beijing's role as a potential peacemaker in the conflict. In accordance with a warrant issued Friday by the International Criminal Court, the European Union's top diplomat Monday called for Russian President Vladimir Putin to be arrested for committing war crimes in Ukraine. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Moscow quickly dismissed the ICC warrant Friday, insisting it carries no weight with Russia, as the nation is no longer a signatory to the treaty that created the court. But speaking to reporters in Brussels Monday, EU Foreign Affairs Chief Josep Borrell said any one of the nations which are signed on with the ICC should act.
If President Putin travels to one of the more than 130 countries who have signed this international treaty, he should be immediately arrested. And this is something that has to be taken very much into consideration because, we can negotiate with whatever we want. But this decision of the court remains valid.
While it is unlikely Putin will be arrested anytime soon, the warrant does cast a negative light on Putin's meeting Monday with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
European foreign ministers on Monday reiterated their support for the ICC following its decision to issue an arrest warrant. This is VOA News. Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida on Monday met with his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi to discuss defense and technology cooperation. Modi told reporters at a joint meeting, during their talks, they discussed the progress of their relations. On his two-day trip to India, Kishida said Modi accepted his invitation to participate in the G7 summit, which will be held in Japan's western city of Hiroshima in May. India, which is heading this year's Group of 20 industrial and emerging market nations, says ties with Japan are key to stability in the region. As former U.S. President Donald Trump calls for protest over what he predicts will be his arrest in a New York investigation, the grand jury hearing the case expects yet another witness. AP correspondent Julie Walker with more on that.
Bob Costello, a lawyer who worked with Michael Cohen and is now a Trump ally, could make the case the former president should not face criminal charges over hush money payments to women, including Stormy Daniels, during his 2016 campaign. That's according to someone who insisted on anonymity. Over the weekend, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg sent an email to staffers ensuring their safety, saying his office would not be intimidated, but not referencing Trump. That came after the former president told supporters he'd be arrested Tuesday and they should protest. In response, law enforcement has been gearing up. Julie Walker, New York.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Monday that Russia would provide grain for African countries for free if the Black Sea grain deal is not extended in May. Speaking by video link to delegates at a Russia-Africa parliamentary conference, Putin said that only a small amount of grain exports unblocked under the deal had reached Africa and that the fulfillment of Russian conditions for the deal's renewal was in Africa's interest. At least three Kenyan legislators and several protesters have been arrested in protest in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, organized by the opposition demanding the resignation of President William Ruto. In the impoverished neighborhood of Kibera, protesters burned tires in the streets and threw rocks at police as they tried to disperse crowds with water cannon. Hundreds of demonstrators spread across the city have not managed to reach the designated meeting point in the central business district as police dispersed them with tear gas through the morning. Banking giant UBS is acquiring its smaller rival Credit Suisse for almost $3.25 billion in an effort to avoid further market-shaking turmoil in global banking. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.